This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, July 22nd. God's word for you today is ingest and believe. Our scripture reading is taken from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 11, and it says, "It was by faith that even Sarah was able to have a child, though she was barren and was too old. She believed that God would keep his promise." What is the best way to approach the word? The key is to slow down and never race through scriptures. Just slow down. Read and ensure that what you have read, you have read. Use whatever time you have to engage with the word, but take your time while you are at it. If you have 1 hour for the word of God, awesome, use it, but take your time. Slow down, do not rush. If you have 30 minutes, take your time. If it is 15 minutes you have for Bible study, fantastic, but take your time in those 15 minutes. Slow down. If yours is 5 minutes, great. Slow down in those 5 minutes and read the word of God. Do you rush your food? You should not rush your food. Growing up, we mostly want to rush our food because of television shows or so that we can catch up with our friends. But our parents always told us not to rush our food. Similarly, do not rush your food spiritually. You need to get to the place where you are able to go and feed yourself spiritually. Sit down with the word and ingest the word. That is the first step to making the word of God work for you. The word needs to be in you. Do not rely on Sunday and midweek service sermons alone. They are important, but you cannot depend on them alone. You need to daily ingest the word of God. There is no shortcut. You have to ingest it daily. In fact, like physical maturity, the sign of spiritual maturity and growth is the ability to feed yourself. When a child is growing, they begin to take ownership and feed themselves. It is the same thing. Getting to know the truth is the key. Getting to know the word is the key. It is the first step to getting the word to work for you. John chapter 8, verse 31 to 32 says, "If you abide in me, if you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." To be a disciple of Jesus, you have to be a person of the word. To get the word to work, you must choose to ingest the word of God. The second thing you must do is choose to believe it. It is possible to ingest something and not believe it. Of course, it is not everything that you know that you believe. It is not everything you have read that you believe. You must choose to believe it. Faith is a choice. Faith is a decision. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. But it is also a decision you have to make. Psalm 119 verse 30 says, "I have chosen the way of truth and faithfulness. Your ordinances have I set before me." It is a choice. Faith may not always be rational, but faith is purely relational because friends take their friends at their word. Let us pray. Father, I choose to daily ingest and believe your word in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.